It is time for the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues, the texts, the tweets, the TikToks, the DMs, the Facebooks, the emails, occasional jail mail, prison letters, actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. We used to check on the regular, then we just stopped. We should again, because do we have a Hank FM newsletter? By gosh, by golly. Yes, we did this week. Yeah, Hank FM newsletter hitting your inboxes all across. Or junk mail, I'm not sure where it goes, but it lets everybody know about the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Starts today, Brahms and Granberry. Got tickets to the Willie Outlaw Fest you can win. Hey, we made it!
What?
KB and Heather Lee.
And the Everyday Replay,
where
you can hear every day's show if you miss it.
I think they're making me wait 5 years to work here before I'm actually added.
You do need a permit. You do need a permit. Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Hudson Oaks, you know, all the boom and forth and the 4th of July stuff. Yeah, so the newsletter lives. How about that?
Can I get an amen, my brothers and sisters?
Staggering.
So, we got one off the Facebook messages. It's from Joellen, and it says, Diane.
Yeah.
This is Joellen.
Okay.
No one answered. And she said, Diane. So if Diane is out there and identifying as a Hank Facebook, maybe Instafluencer, could you please handle that?
The search for Diane begins.
Mm-hmm. Going yesterday to the Will It Float Tank, the hand edition, Susie from Ireland says, that just looks creepy. Well, yeah I mean, that's very on brand. Russell chiming in. That it's no wonder W calls you Slappy.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Slappy.
By the way, when it comes to a couple of things to celebrate, not only is it Elon's birthday tomorrow, but it's also Russell out there in Weatherford.
That's Diane?
Russell right there. No, not Diane.
Okay.
Russell. Asked him what his birthday plans. He said he would start out the morning trying to win these movie tickets coming up.
Right.
LOL. Well, we do have those coming up, the F1 movie. Mm-hmm. That's next. Then he said, probably find a Cars and Coffee in the morning, and then Texas Roadhouse, and go dancing somewhere with friends.
Roadhouse.
See? He knows.
So he's going to spend most of his day in a parking lot with the Cars and Coffee, and then standing in the parking lot waiting to get inside to eat at a Texas Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Enjoy your birthday parking lot, Mr. Russell.
Happy birthday.
Yee-hoo.
Jeremy, getting some love from Marilyn.
Yeah.
She sent a simple red heart.
See?
On the Facebook.
Yeah, Jeremy right there. He'll draw some eyes.
Yeah, someone checking in about the Landman update. Yeah, they're all over downtown. I mean, they're in Crescent. They're in Benbrook. They've been filming off 171 for several days.
There you go.
That's your Landman update.
Let us know if you see Sam Elliott's mustache.
Breaking news!
All right.
Or Sam. I mean, there's that.
Earlier this week, we celebrated, and we mentioned it on Why We Love Today, but a little marathon man in the afternoons. That marathon with Mark Phillips has been going 4 years strong.
Take a second to say thank you to everybody who's made the last 4 years here at Hank FM so wonderful. What a great team to be a part of. I celebrated my four-year anniversary yesterday here. Here's to four more and then some. Special thanks to KB and Heather Lee and Aaron Wild and Jeremy. Here's to four more and then some.
Oh,
wonderful, isn't it?
Beautiful, right there.
Hey, thank you.
Four more years!
I say keep it going right there.
What did we do?
I like this administration.
Off the text lines, what is Rowdy Yates 1-800 number?
1-800-Rowdy.com.
No.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
It's actually not even a 1-800 number. Oh. I mean, he's very new millennium. Yeah. It's 855-697-6939. If you would like to email him, it is rowdy@rowdyyates.com.
Does that spell out anything fun? I wonder.
I don't think so. I don't know. Right. That's a lot of math.
Be careful, too.
It's pretty
doing
early.
That live.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and Joshua says, hey, KB, did you try unplugging your fridge for 10 seconds? Of course, my fridge and freezer have conked out and broke. I think it's the condenser. And I thought that was funny. Did you just wait, you know, unplug it, wait 10 seconds, and then turn it back on? So I replied, ha, 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 ha. Way more than an LOL. And then Harry texted back, no, seriously, last week I got home, my wife said the refrigerator just quit, so I checked everything, flipped the breaker and unplugged it and counted to 10 and plugged it back in and it came on and hasn't had a problem. Why do you have to bring that up when an engineer is literally in the studio right now on our floor?
Yeah,
thanks.
On,
all right.
All right.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
So
thanks
this,
for trying to help.
You know, Hank FM really righting a wrong, like an emotional, spiritual wrong out there. James in Arlington said he had never been to Billy Bob's, but finally won tickets to Gretchen Wilson yesterday afternoon.
That's strong.
Where have you been, James?
That's beautiful. See?
Mm-hmm.
Making it happen dreams.
It's a moral issue.
Can come true.
One by one. We're better than, like, Delilah or Dr. Laura.
Sergeant Mike texts in, I finally figured out who does the Metal Man voice. RFK Jr.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
The bypass.
That's that round of applause.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Very nice. So I don't know if you were you're interested. We've had a lot of questions about Larry, the mayor of Cruise Night.
Yeah,
and
great to be back at Blu-ray. He knows. Cruise Night.
Yeah. He likes the cats. He likes it all. So during our Facebook Live yesterday evening, we finally unveiled the Larry. We had everybody. A bunch of our regulars.
Well, he was on it. Yeah.
Cozy, Brenda, Delilah. Those are Brenda and Delilah are cars. But we did have a bonus in-depth interview with the mayor of Cruise Night, Larry, on our Facebook Live.
That's fantastic.
Check it out.
That's good. Larry, in the flesh. Lindsay suggests you should have a Will It Float museum of former products and items that you have put in the tank.
Mm.
Well, most of those in down in the Fort Worth sewer system. Carrie said, there's a guy on Fox 4 that looks just like you, KB, and it freaks me out.
Oh.
Well, now that freak.
What is
now that freaks me out. So
well,
you know,
it's a good thing it's a radio show.
Kidding.
It's a very good thing, right?
I had a request for more Dr. Phil on the show. He hasn't been on in a while.
Well, I don't.
He's got the time.
Yeah, does he? Does he have the staff?
Actually,
to
he may
this?
Not. He might be the only one answering phones and doing
Dr.
everything
Phil,
over there at Merit
hello.
Media. Gary says, ready to shake y'all's hands. Yes, the hometown handshake tour is coming in hot and strong. Brahms, 377, 4-6 today with Aaron Wilde and Granberry. Cole asked, will we see the Jorts tomorrow in Mansfield?
Oh.
Marksman Firearms, 10 a.m. Okay, yes, you will see Jorts.
Wow, you're a man of the people.
And then the hand puns.
You know, you say that, I'm actually missing fingers.
Yeah, well.
Ricky says, I've got to hand it to you guys. For a great show. This could be hands down one of your best. Dave said, there's more punchlines in here. I can't put my finger on it. I sent a message to Chip, but I never heard back.
No.
Thanking him for being such a good sport. Maybe it's a little, takes him some time to text us back. There it is. Friday Morning Fake News coming up next.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.